watching that back, which is still fully relevant in today's conversation, I think, first of all, you fully understand why this time around Trump didn't tell a lot or litigate the issue, whether that's Zelensky or Putin, in front of the media, because guess how that happens, right? Guess what goes down as a result? Remember the media firestorm? And yeah, that obviously did kind of throw a wrench in the peace talks. I mean, there's more Zelensky who started that than anyone else, but still, we understand the picture there. But of course, it's also worth noting, and again, the reason why I said there might, maybe I'm betting on too much. Maybe I'm betting on Zelensky being reasonable, because he hasn't been thus far, as to why the Zelensky of then might be a little different than the person of now. And that's first of all, because as you may remember, as we covered, by the way, the day after this very infamous Oval Office meeting, what did Zelensky do? He went to the UK to meet with Starmer and many of the EU leaders, right, the European delegation. And the plan, as they were kind of signaling at the time, was, hey, if Trump and America will no longer defend us, then we're going to make an alliance with the EU, right? There's basically been talk of this EU-style nation, and don't worry, we'll get all of our funding from them. But what happened in that meeting? What happened is that Zelensky rapidly realized that despite all of their loud and tough talk about it, none of these EU nations, as Trump constantly points out, put up any serious money to defense. They're cheap, and they were not really going to be able to fund Ukraine's defense without the United States. That was Saturday. And that's why precisely on Sunday, you finally got Zelensky